Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter to us, our finances, our families, our homes. And so excited to have another special guest this week, one of my absolute favorite people, because I have known you for so long. Please welcome from Keller Williams Realtor, Ashley Simmons.
Hi, thank you guys so much. It's really a pleasure to be here today and such an honor to be invited to be a part of such an educational podcast to inform home buyers of what options are available to them.
And this is really very pertinent because one of the reasons why we wanted Ashley on the show, it's because you've experienced Clinch Powell service. You've experienced a USDA Direct 502 loan. You've experienced a USDA guaranteed loan. You've experienced conventional loans. So you've started out, when I first met you, you were a single mom.
Yep.
And you were looking to buy your first home. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I had a relationship with you, Stace, and that evolved into a business relationship further than our personal relationship. And having you guide me through the process was absolutely very much stress relieving because you reassured me throughout the whole process and really helped calm my nerves. So from the beginning, the USDA direct loan, as Stace mentioned, single mom with a brand new baby looking for housing was stressful as it sounds. And so when I connected with you, I got this list of these things, got these things to you, and it was tedious, it was scary. However, it was also very exciting, and I knew in the end it was going to be a huge reward for the family and the future that I was working to create.
So you're talking about all these things. These are the documents, correct?
Absolutely. The documents, you know, the bank statements, the pay stubs, the child care letters, all of the things, they really pile up. And it's super stressful because someone, you know, a full-time parent and a full-time employee has to take time out of their lunch or their break to get these documents and get them to the lender or scanned in.
It's overwhelming. Can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
So it's why it's so helpful when you have somebody that's like, okay, we're gonna travel this road together.
Yep.
Don't panic. You know, we'll get there together.
Yes. And aside from that, at the time, I did have a real estate agent because I was not a licensed realtor at the time. So having a team with a real estate agent and the lender who worked very well together was also reassuring. And it helped eliminate more stress because, again, they both knew the loans and knew how to reassure me that it was all going to be okay and that it's just part of the process.
So the USDA 502 direct loan is very unique. Very few people that can actually do this loan. The funding is coming from Congress every year. This past year, it was cut by almost 40% for the 2023 year, which was, you know, really devastating.
Yeah, it was.
And when you start talking about, okay, percentages, that's, you know, it's kind of hard to drill that down. But if you put it in this context, in 2022, Clinch Powell closed just, 65 loans. So 65 families received funding. They got homes from this project, from this program. In 2024, 20 maybe?
Right at 20, yeah.
Yeah, we're at 20. So, yeah. You know, you start looking at those kind of numbers and the difference is glaring, first of all. Mm-hmm. But then you got a deep dive because why, Ashley, is this such a good loan? What made the 502 direct loan a good program for you, somebody who was looking maybe at rents? Was this cheaper for you? I mean, what was the attraction?
So the attraction for me, obviously, this was approximately 4 years ago, so the market is different. However, it has not changed when you're comparing rent to mortgage prices.
Right.
You're always either going to pay the same amount in mortgage or less, and you're actually going to be putting your money towards your own investment in yourself and your home, not someone else's investment in their property and their assets to build their life.
And you don't have to worry about your rent increasing.
Absolutely. So like Stace mentioned, I did see the difference in reflection of rent prices versus mortgage prices. At the time that I bought my home, I financed a home, a brand new construction, 3-bedroom, 2-bath for $162,000, which amazing.
Yeah.
Not realistic anymore, but was very, very blessing, a big blessing. And then, so I was quoted a full mortgage payment without the subsidized assistance at $750 a month. But with the subsidized assistant being a single mom, I had a house payment of $500 a month, which at the time where I was leaving, I was paying $800 a month. So I saved nearly, it was $300 a month, and I was paying my own mortgage. And so you have to think about it. I was paying $800 for someone else's home so that we had a home over our, you know, a roof over our heads, plus utilities. Whereas I moved into this home that was mine and I got equity back when I sold this house. And on top of that, I was paying less than $800 a month for my mortgage and my utilities.
Yeah, that is, it's like take a moment and just, you know, internalize what that is. And you mentioned equity, which let's explain really what that is to folks who may not be familiar with that term. And what does that really mean to your personal wealth?
So absolutely. Equity right now, like the house that I just built a few years ago, right now we purchased it for $200,000. And as a licensed realtor and the knowledge I have and the research I've done, I've come down to the conclusion that if I sold my house today, I think I could get about $285,000. So therefore, I bought this house at $200,000. That was my loan amount, and minus what I've paid up to this date. So I'm looking at approximately $90,000 in equity. And that $90,000 in equity is money I'm going to get back to put towards another house when I want to buy a new house or build a new house or to consolidate debt or to have a nest egg to fall back on if for something happens, you know, because life is unpredictable. I could get sick. My husband could break his leg. My daughter could be in the hospital. Anything can happen. So in the event that we did ever sell our house, we have multiple different ways to use that equity towards a new property or to set ourselves up for success financially in the future. And aside from that, equity doesn't have to be gotten through only selling your house. You can absolutely go get something like a home equity line of credit or a second mortgage if you're in a financial hardship or in one of those illness situations where you need funds to pay your bills.
Yeah, it's, you know, for 99.9% of us, our home, owning a home is, for the most part, our track to having personal wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It's that savings in the bank, basically.
I like to tell people it's the biggest investment you're ever going to make in yourself and for your family.
Yes,
that's exactly right. Exactly right. And security.
Absolutely.
It's an investment in security. You know, as long as you make that mortgage payment, nobody's going to take your house from you.
And your rent's not going up.
They can't evict you.
Yes.
Now, I love what you said. You were a single mom, so you had a new baby.
Yep.
And this is your dream home. It was a brand new home.
Yep.
And we get this a lot from first-time home buyers, right? So they're trying to get the perfect, right? The perfect home. It's, right? This is my dream home.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens. Exactly what you said. Life happens. Your needs change as the years go by. And I liken it to your first car.
Mm-hmm.
So think back, Ash, for me. Think back to your first car. What was it?
2006 Pontiac G6.
Okay. So your first car, I know mine, and I'm not afraid of saying this, it was a 1978 Ford Pinto wagon in banana yellow with brown racing stripes that were peeling off and smoke glass windows that were a mess. And it was a mess of a car. Okay, mm-hmm. This was in the 1990. So it was an old car, and it had seen better days. But I was so proud of it because it was my first car.
Right.
And no one's going to eat in this car. No one's going. You're not even. I'm going to wax it every week. Right? Does this sound familiar?
Absolutely.
Right. And then you have it for a couple weeks, and you know you're really hungry, so you go through the drive-thru. Well, it's just me.
Yep.
Right. you got kids,
yep.
and now they're in the back seat. Now, next thing you know, you got French fries under the seat because yep. the kids are hungry. So you're gonna stop and get them something to eat. I know your grandma back here, mm-hmm. so you right? Am I preaching to the choir?
Absolutely.
Here? So it evolves, right? Mm-hmm. So then I know I had my car.
Yep.
I had it for about a year, and the clutch went out. And it was a manual. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to power shift because I couldn't afford at that time to replace a clutch. So I was very proud of that. I can power shift a car. But at that point, it was, I cannot wait to get rid of this car and get something better.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely.
Because why?
You want something better. You've worked for it.
And your needs have changed.
Yes.
Right? So at that point, I had kids, and the banana yellow boat wasn't really doing it, so I wanted to get a little sedan and something, right? So my needs have changed. Similarly to you with your home.
Yep.
So you're in your first home, and this is going to be your dream home. You're going to be here forever. And then
life changes.
Life changes.
Happens.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So then you sell that house, you buy another house.
Yep.
That's that next step.
Yep. Absolutely. And with my next step, you know, I made some really good decisions. And I try to coach my clients and even just friends and family. With selling our house, what we ended up doing was I took a fat chunk of my equity that I received back and I put it down on my car and I refinanced it so that I could get that loan to value ratio down and also set myself up for more success for the next house. Because again, that was in a crazy market. Like, who's going to get a 1300 three bedroom, two bathroom square foot new construction? And for $162,000, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I just really try to make good financial decisions, and I am so grateful for the direct USDA loan because it did set me up for success in the real estate world of my own personal investments, because now, you know, I'm working on house number two, and within the next 12 to 24 months, I'll be working on house number three and hopefully the last one.
yeah, don't go there, yeah. I'm on house number five, I think. I think I'm on five.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, because life happens,
yes.
right? So I think that this is also an important piece because you are young.
Mm-hmm.
When you came to us, you were very young.
Yes.
And you had a dream, right? You were saying that I don't want to be in this position.
Yeah.
I want to grow my education. I want to grow my personal self. I want to become, you really liked what you were finding out in the real estate world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey man, if I could become a real estate agent, then I could help other people.
Yes.
And in order to do that, it's full commission. So I have to take care of my debt situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really smart, Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah. I luckily have people to lean back on and help me make good financial decisions. I mean, heck, I still text you sometimes and ask you questions or call you, hey, can you help me out on this? So I just, you know, give what I get and what I would want from other people. And so I've found that I'm also a really good, and crutch isn't the right word, but it's the only word coming to mind. But I'm a good crutch for people to fall back on, especially when it comes to financial questions. And I have so many people reach out to me via Facebook because I am very active on social media with my business. But just people that don't even know me or people that may vaguely know me because of my husband talking about my line of business at his job. And they're just like, hey, can you tell me, like, here's my scenario. What can I do? And typically, Stace, you know, for the low income folks that I talk to that really do need that USDA direct assistance, I connect them immediately. And it is life changing for those people. I mean, people who never thought they would ever be in a house are in what may be still their first house. But at that time, like you mentioned, at that time, it was my dream home. That's mm-hmm. their dream home.
That's right.
Exactly. It may not be your last dream home,
mm-hmm.
But you know, and you shouldn't buy a home that does not feel like
That's
a dream
right.
home. I
yes.
mean, it is a big investment. I want to just sort of bring up, because we're sort of talking around this 502 direct loan, but it's really important to understand in a way that it did make such a difference to you, because the loan has a set interest, but because it's a specialty loan that is to help families who are low income to be able to become homeowners at an affordable way, there is a basically what you mentioned, the term subsidy. Mm-hmm. It's, really, it's called payment assistance. So mm-hmm. based on your income, you may get some payment assistance, which makes your house payment less. But as your income increases, that payment assistance may also decrease. Mm-hmm. But your house payment can never go over what the actual interest rate was. So it's always a great deal, but it's a way to become a homeowner much faster than you ever would mm-hmm. otherwise. And in general, the interest rate, even if you don't get payment assistance, is considerably less than market interest rate. So, you know, that's why it's so special. Mm-hmm. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know we'll probably get to that in a little bit, but there are some real keys about that loan. But it is still a loan.
Yes.
You still pay, you know, even though it's a direct from the government, you pay that loan back, and you pay it, you know, you pay it all back. Mm-hmm. There's no giveaways here.
Right.
It's just it's a leg up for, you know, for a period of time.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, there's no giveaways here. So something that I would like to touch on, you know, you do have to pay the full loan amount back. However, there is that subsidy recapture. So at the end of the day, whenever you do sell that house, they are going to recapture those funds. However, what I have noticed with the people that, and even myself, but with the buyers I have assisted to close on a USDA direct loan, is that they start somewhere mm-hmm. and that you know, for 12 to 24 months, you've got this subsidized assistance as you know, renew and update your information. But typically this loan is great for those low income new families or even older couples. Sometimes they grow and evolve in their business and their career. They make decisions. So in a year or two after they get on their feet in their own home, they begin gaining extra knowledge, wanting to grow themselves to where in 2 years, let's say that that's the scenario, they have to make the full mortgage payment. In my case at the time was $500 with subsidy. And if I didn't have subsidy, it would be $750, 100% that if a year after I moved into that house, I was prepared to pay and able to pay that because I grew and this loan helped me get ahead of life and financial struggles.
And if I remember, that $750 was still less than you paid rent.
Absolutely. It was $50 less. And I paid, like I said, $800 a month for my mortgage and utilities, whereas I was just doing $800 a month in rent. So $300 a month I was saving out of my pocket because I bought my own home and I invested in myself and my future family.
The other part about the subsidy is when you sell your house, you may have to pay a portion of that subsidy back. Mm-hmm. And there is a whole calculation. I mean, I think you got to carry the seven and then you've got to, you know, dissect a goat and then, you know, divide by four. But at the end of the day, it's basically never more than half of your equity.
Right.
Up to what USDA paid in. For instance, if you made, and I'm going to use really easy numbers, if you made $100,000 on your sale, half of that is $50,000, mm-hmm. right? So they could never take more than $50,000. Even if they put in $60,000, they can't take more than $50,000. However, if they paid in $25,000, they're going to take that $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about give us everything back, because what they want to do is they want that money back into the coffers to be able to offer the next person down the road this loan.
Yep.
They also want you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can grow is exactly what you said, Ashley, using that equity that you earned.
Yep.
You found this house. A lot of times, you know, you improve the property, you do these things, you earned that.
Yep.
And you're helping out somebody else down the line.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. And even just getting stepping aside from USDA direct loans, you know, you have the USDA guaranteed loans, whereas you don't have mortgage assistance, quote unquote, subsidy. However, you know, those market rates are lower than what the conventional FHA VA rates are. And they are easier to approve people because, believe it or not, more than just your credit score falls into getting pre-approved for a home. You have debt to income ratio. you have what you make every month. And then just FYI, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Do not deposit large amounts of cash you had stashed under your mattress into your bank account, because they want to know where it comes from. And then you're like, well, I've been saving it. And that's not verifiable. So there are multiple different things that USDA can assist different clients. They have something that typically fits every scenario when it comes to lower to middle income class families.
Now, I know you work a lot with your clients to get them home ready. Mm-hmm. And I know that you are a big supporter of our Clinch Pals Homebuyer Education Program. And I know that we've had clients that maybe aren't there yet. Mm-hmm. So if you send somebody to us and we say, hey, we're seeing some things on the credit, what's that next step for you as a realtor?
Yeah, so for me as a realtor, when I have made the connection with Clinch Powell and they're just not there not there yet, like you mentioned. Clinch Powell has what I like to call credit counseling department. Mm-hmm. And so I will let Stace know, and she'll even tell me. And I mean, there are scenarios where I have people that I know are going to need credit counseling before I ever send them to you. And I'm like, hey, like, we can do an application, but I really think it's going to be a waste of time. So let's get them in credit counseling, pull that credit, and let's give them their next best steps to set them up to be able to buy a home. I love working with Clinch Powell. And I love working with you, Stace, because, again, you're one of my favorite people, just as I am yours. Mm-hmm. However, we care about people. That's right. It's not a paycheck for us. We want to set them up for success, because I guess one of the things that I deal with and why I love to help people is because I come from little to nothing. My parents did what they could. So when I bring in that aspect of life, and then I see, like, okay, these people probably didn't have someone to give them a nest egg to set themselves up, when we can do that, you know, we can't give you money and say, hey, go fix all your problems, but we can guide you how to get to that process. And I love that we never get a no. It's just a not right now. We'll get you there.
Exactly. And I'm so happy to hear you give your experience with our credit counseling department. Mm-hmm. And what's also important is there's absolutely no cost for that.
Yes, it's free. And that is amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, and it's good there, even if you already own a home, but you are struggling with your mm-hmm. household budget and things are not working. And while you have folks who'll be like, okay, you know, I know that I have these blemishes on my credit report, and I'm going to get that fixed, and then I'm going to apply for a home. It's like you try to say, that is great, mm-hmm. and we can help you now, because there are things that our HUD-certified professionals know. If you do this first, it makes a bigger difference than if you do, you know, B first. So, you know, there's more tricks of the trade, not really tricks, but some things matter more than other things to get you to your goal faster. So that service is always free. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll talk about where to sign up later.
Yeah, I got to just, and I'm going to shout it out, because I'm a HUD-certified housing counselor. I do not work in that lane through Clinch Powell. We have two, and I can say this absolutely with no bias, we have two of the absolute best credit and budgeting experts. And that's why I'm going to call them. They're not just counselors. They are coaches, and they are experts in the field. And the feedback that we get, that I hear as, you know, that sort of lending partner side, is the clients that come through that program say, you know what, it was so great because they didn't judge me. Mm-hmm. It was very supportive. It was more about, hey, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing this, and have you thought about that?
Yeah.
You know, and it's so great if you think about coaching for any kind of sport, right? Mm-hmm. Even the best in the best have coaches.
Yep.
Because we all need that. And to be able to have that disinterested third party to be able to come in and say, here's just what I'm seeing. You know, maybe if you choke up on the bat a little bit, you're going to get a bigger swing. Mm-hmm. And it's the same philosophy, because, again, credit is an algorithm. Mm-hmm. And if you understand how the game is played, you can finally win. So our counselors are going to not just show you how to get your credit score higher, but they're going to say, here's how you sustain it. And here's how you create a workable budget so that you don't come back and have that same issue.
Yeah. And I think that that's really great, especially for first-time home buyers who just don't have any credit because they didn't have any guidance or just, you know, and something, and this might be a little bit off topic, but something I wish that they taught myself and, you know, our future generations is some credit and some financial stuff in school, because there are parents that have ruined their credits and they have no guidance for their children. Therefore, when these kids turn 18, and they're like, I'm going to go buy a new car. Yeah. I'm going to go get a credit card because I'm 18 and I can. And then they totally ruin what could be, or they start from zero. You know, you guys will help someone build up from zero. You know, I've had instances where we've been like, okay, go get a credit card for 6 months, pay your gas on that credit card and pay it off every month. Just get your gas and pay it off every month so that in 6 months you have a credit score and we can reevaluate your file and your financial situation to see, okay, where are we? And let's get maybe a 3 to 6 month timeline from here to move forward so that in 6 months at the max, we have you ready to go out with a real estate agent to look at houses.
Exactly. And, you know, there are things you can do to build that credit faster, that and the most cheap, the cheapest way, which our counselor can help with. Mm-hmm. But since we brought that up, if they don't have a credit score, you know, you hear the saying, no, bad credit's better than no credit. Negative. That, you know, we may say that, but no, it's not.
You get on the grid.
But the interesting thing is, if you do not have any credit, can you still get a 502 direct loan? The answer is yes, because it is one of the rare, awesome features of this loan is that we can build credit through what's called non-traditional credit.
Yeah.
If you pay a cell phone bill, if you pay, even if you don't pay rent, but you pay a cell phone bill, you may own your car, but you have a car insurance that you pay regularly. You know, there are, if you pay for Netflix monthly and it's in your name, we can build credit history in a non-traditional way, which is really unusual in the loan world.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I currently do have a buyer that Stace and I have been working with probably over the span of 6 to 8 months thus far. And that was one of the options we did try to do for her, was to base her credit off of those non-traditional payments. So, and for that, for someone that can be really life-changing, especially like this one particular buyer I have, she's a single mom of three children. So she doesn't have a lot of credit, and, you know, she doesn't want a lot of credit. She doesn't want to get herself in a mess of financial trouble. Therefore, we tried to find what's extraordinary circumstances to make this work, because like you mentioned, Lindy, this is an exceptional feature that USDA direct loans can offer, and can be life-changing if nobody has credit.
It can. I'll give you an example of a client that I worked with, a young man who was 29. He was disabled. He was confined to a wheelchair, so he had disability income, but he also worked in a special program at a university where, you know, he worked in the cafeteria a little bit. He didn't work many hours, but so he had stable income, stable and reliable income, which is absolutely key. But he didn't have a credit score. So we built non-traditional credit for him because he still lived with his parents, who were he was adopted, and they were very elderly, and they wanted to get him, help him get set up. But he had paid, he had a Netflix bill in his name that he had had for 5 years. He had a GameStop monthly game thing that he had had for years, and he paid for Hulu every month in his name for years. And we were able, you know, he had stable and reliable income. Mm-hmm. He had clear history of paying his bills, and we were able to build him a new construction, small two-bedroom, one-bath house that was fully handicapped accessible. And it, you know, has changed his life and set his life up forever.
I think that that's amazing. And I think that a really, really important detail about USDA loans, direct or guaranteed, that we really haven't touched on yet is the fact that it's 100% financing.
Right. Zero down.
Zero down. People think we're crazy and probably think we're crazier that we come up with these non-traditional, okay, we can approve you because you paid your bills. And then we tell you, you don't have to bring anything to the closing table. But no, this is real, real life. And it can be life-changing to especially low-income families.
And that's what it's all about. Ash, I know I could talk to you forever. We are running out of time, but I just wanted to thank you. How does someone get in touch with you?
So you can reach me via Facebook. My name is Ashley Simmons. My name is spelt weird, so A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. You can always reach me on my cell phone, which is 931-337-2434, and I primarily serve the Crossville area, but I do serve the whole Upper Cumberland. And would be very actually blessed and honored to assist you through selling or buying a home in the Upper Cumberland area.
And if you're looking for any kind of inspiration to see how your life can change, Ashley's the one to talk to. I mean, she's done it. She's done it in an amazing way.
Thank you.
I get the biggest kick watching you flourish. So thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, find us online.
How did they get in touch with us?
That's where I was going. That's where I was going. Until next week, you can find us online at clinchpal.net. Of course, you can email me, Stace, S-T-A-C-E, at clinchpal.net, or give me a call, 865-274-8598. And of course, we're on all social media as well. Keller Williams is where you find Miss Ashley Simmons.
Absolutely.
Here in the Upper Cumberland. And thank you again. And we'll see you next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.